good morning.
早安。
I appreciate being in a place where Christ is honored.
我感谢主到这个很有荣幸的地方来。
And I believe he is honored this day.
我相信主得到他配得的荣耀。
At one point in my life, I was thinking about the possibility of working with medical technology.
在我人生的过程中，我曾经想过要在医学界有所发展。
But the Lord took me a different direction.
可是神带我往另外一个方向去。
But I'm still fascinated by medical technology.
可是我对医学上的各样的名词还是非常有兴趣。
For example, where the doctor can, or the surgeon can take a scope and put it up the artery and into the heart so that we can see the condition of the heart.
比如说，医生可以从你的血管，脚上的血管，放一个显微镜，一直到你的心脏来看你心脏的状况。
And by looking at the inside of the heart, they can determine whether what procedure to do next.
看了你的心脏的情形以后，就可以决定该怎么做。
I think it would be interesting if there was a scope that allowed a surgeon to go and look at the soul instead of the heart.
我想如果这个医生如果能够让那个显微镜能够看到我们的灵魂。而不是看到我们心是一件很有趣的事情。
So that we can take a look at the condition of the mind and the will and the emotions.
我们就可以看看我们的心思与意念。
You know, we come to church on Sunday morning.
我们来主日来到教会。
How are you?
你好吗
？Fine.
很好。
I'm fine.
我很好。
But inside, the wind and the waves are going like this.
可是，在我们的里头却起伏不定。
The neighbors are noisy.
我们的邻居蛮吵的。
If you're in between jobs, you're wondering how to pay the mortgage.
如果你还在找工作，你不晓得你的房贷怎么办。
Will your children get into the right school?
你的孩子能够进入你该去的学校吗？
And we come on Sunday morning, and all of these questions are going through our mind and our heart.
当我们主日来到教会的时候，这些问题都在我们的心里头反复的起伏。
There's a picture in Mark chapter 4 that we've talked about before.
在马太福音里头在马可福音里头有一幅图画我们以前说过。
When Jesus said to the disciples, let's get into the boat and go to the other side.
主耶稣对门徒说让我们到船上到另外到彼岸去。
And while the storm is raging, Jesus is sleeping in the boat.
当风暴来的时候主却在船上睡着了。
That's an absolute beautiful picture of rest.
这就是一个非常美丽的安息的图画。
Knowing that the Father has everything under control.
知道父神掌管了一切。
The enemy cannot accomplish his purposes.
敌人是无法战胜。
All he can do is blow up a storm.
他们只能做的就是引起这些风暴。
And ultimately, the man on the other side is going to be set free.
可是最终在到了彼岸，他们总是会被得救。
Sometimes we're very good at giving.Nice outward appearance.
有的时候我们外表看起来很好。
And I don't think we do it maybe on purpose.
我不认为我们是故意这么做。
But we don't always trust our brothers and sisters with some of the wind and the waves that's taking place on the inside.
可是我们却不能在弟兄姐妹中彼此信任我们自己个人生活上的风暴。
And especially when we're going through a test, it's not always easy.To rest.
特别是在我们经历一些试炼的时候，我们不能得到安息。
When Israel was delivered out of Egypt and headed towards the promised land.
当以色列民从埃及出来，要往他们应许之地行的时候。
And there wasn't any water.
那边没有水。
They got very frustrated with God.
他们对神就满了抱怨。
Did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us?
难道你把我们从埃及带出来，为了要杀我们吗？
Oh, if we could only go back to where there is plenty of meat in the pots.
但愿我们能够再回去，那边多的是食物，多的是肉跟菜。
Entering into God's rest requires two basic things.
进入神的安息中，需要有两种。
One is that faith in what God says He will do.
第一个要相信神能做。
And number two, a total commitment to the sovereignty of God.
第二是完完全全的顺服在神的主权下。
That nothing is out of His control.
没有什么事是在于他控制以外的。
This morning we want to take a look at Matthew chapter 11.
今天早上我们要来看马太第十一章。
Share with you 7 points.
我们要与大家分享七项。
It's too many to remember.
有太多要记得的了。
So I'm glad that they're printed in the bulletin for you.
我很感谢在那个程序单上有印出来。
But the purpose in doing that is so that you can take it home and study it for yourself.
但愿你能够带回去，然后继续的研读。
If you want, ask for the PowerPoint so that you can take it home.
如果你想要的话，可以要这个程序单，这个 PowerPoint 的经文。
After the message is over, I want you to study it for yourself.
当这一次的信息结束以后，我盼望你能够继续的研读下去。
Because quite honestly, you're not going to get it in 1 hour.
真的是很诚实的告诉你，在一个钟头之内，实在是不能包括全部。
It's going to take some time to meditate and to chew on it.
需要。花点时间来咀嚼，然后来够消化。
So why chapter 11?
为什么十一章？
Let's go to the very last two verses in Matthew chapter 11.
我们来到最后的两节。
It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
28节，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
This is the destination. This is where we're headed today.
这是我们的目标。
But the whole chapter is actually connected to the subject of rest.
可是这整一章都是跟安息有关系。
So we're going to do an overview of the entire chapter.
所以我们就可以，我们要来大概的来看一个鸟看一下这个第十一章。
You ready?
准备好了吗
？Let's begin.
让我们开始。
Okay. Verse 2.
第二节。
When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?"
第二节。约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去问他说：“那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候的是别人？”
Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor."
第四节，耶稣回答说：“你们去，把所听见、所看见的事告诉约翰。”就是瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风的得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活，穷人有福音传给他们。
John the Baptist was the forerunner for Christ.
施洗约翰是基督的先锋。
It was his purpose to prepare the way for the Lord.
他来的目的是为了主来预备道路。
It was prophesied through Isaiah.
这在以赛亚书说到的事情。
And John knew his purpose and his calling in life.
约翰他知道他被呼召的目的。
But when he was arrested and put in prison,
可是当他被捕下在监里头的时候，
it seems that doubt began to set in.
可是那个时候好像怀疑就开始。
Here's a person who has been called to prepare the way for the Lord.
这里有一个人来被呼召为主。
He's the one that says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他就是那个说，看啊，神的羔羊。
But now that he's in prison,
可是在他在监里的时候，他不这么想。
Thoughts are running through his mind.
各样的思想在他脑子里头打转。
The wind and the waves are beginning to build.
风暴就在他里头开始了。
The turmoil is beginning to build.
这些。不安的事情就在他里头开始建造。
I suspect, and I have no way to prove this, but I suspect that John the Baptist expected to participate in the kingdom that he prepared the way for.
我猜想，虽然我不能证明，可是我猜想，施洗约翰他自己觉得他应该在神国里头，他已经预备好了神国。
Imagine if your parents said, "We're getting a new car."
想想看，如果你说你要买一个新车。
And you're old enough to drive?
你已经大到一个地步，你可以开车。
You're so excited about the possibility of being able to drive this brand new family car.
你这么很兴奋，因为你就可以去开这个家里的这个新的车子了。
Your parents bring the car home.
你的父母把车买回来了。
And you see the keys on the kitchen table.
你在厨房的桌上看到那个钥匙。
And in your heart, you say, "I can't wait to drive this new car."
在你的心里说，我实在等不及要开这辆新车。
And your father says, "Oh, I'm sorry, we're not going to let you drive."
你的父亲说，对不起，不是你开。
So you had expectations way up here, and suddenly they come crashing down.
当你的盼望是那么高，一下跌到谷底。
My conviction is that I believe John the Baptist expected to participate in the kingdom of God that he prepared the way for.
所以我猜想，施洗约翰他觉得他应该在这个神国里头是有份的，因为他预备了这么久。
And when it became evident that he was not going to be able to participate in that kingdom because he was about to lose his head, disappointment sets in.
可是当他发现他并没有在这个神国里头有份，因为他马上就要被斩头了。
He sends word to Jesus and basically says, "Did I miss it?"
他就差了门徒去问耶稣，我失落了什么吗？
Should we look for somebody else?
我应该再找别人吗？
Did I spend my entire life thus far preaching the wrong thing?
难道我花了一生来传讲的事情是错了吗？
Have I missed the purposes of God for my life?
难道我忽视了神在我生命中的目的吗？
And Jesus says to his disciples, "Go back and tell them the signs and the wonders of the kingdom of God." Being demonstrated right now.
可是主却告诉他的门徒回去告诉他这些天国所这些神迹奇事所彰显的，唯有在天国里看得见的。
Jesus basically says, "The kingdom is here. The kingdom that you preached about is here. Look at the signs."
主耶稣就是说，你所传讲的天国就在这里，看看这些周围的神迹奇事。
That brings us to our first.Hindrance.
就带我们来到第一项的拦阻。
A person who is confused about their calling or disappointed in the process of their calling will be unable to rest.
当一个人对他被呼召的时候有疑惑，或者是在会呼召的过程中有所失望的时候，他就不能得到安息。
There are times when a person is called to participate in a certain facet of ministry.
在很多人在这个福音中间，有时候被呼召做一些来参与一些事工。
Maybe you're serving in some capacity in the church.
可能你在教会上有一些事工。
Maybe you're involved in full-time ministry.
可能你是全职的奉献。
And something hits you that causes you to wonder if you're on the right track.
有的时候会有一些事情发生，让你能够怀疑你是不是走在对的路上。
And you begin to get confused about, did I really hear the Lord correctly?
你就对主的呼召开始有了怀疑。
Did I take the right steps?
我是不是走在对的路上？
And that confusion causes a person to be in a place where they cannot rest.
那样的疑惑就能够把一个人放在一个不能得到安息的地步。
I've had people tell me that I missed God's call.
我有很多弟兄告诉我，他们错过了神对他们的呼召。
I've had people tell me a number of things.
我有很多人告诉我一些他们的事情。
And that's okay. They meant well.
那还好，那他们是带着好意。
But I'm confident in my calling. I know I'm in the right place.
可是我对我自己的呼召，我有完全的信心，我是在对的地方。
I can rest in that.
我可以在里头有安息。
And unlike John the Baptist, you need to be in a place where you are confident, knowing that you're in the right place, doing the right thing, serving the Lord in the very way that He had called you and purposed you to do.
不是像施洗约翰一样，你知道。你是被呼召，你是为了对的福音，你是为了你将来的神对你的指示，对你的目的，而你走在神的道路上面。
Let's go on to the second one.
让我们来到第二点。
Verse 6 says, Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me.
第六节, 凡不因我跌倒的, 就有福了。
The King James has the translation in the English, offended.
在清静本上面说到是违背, 违犯。
It's the Greek word scandalizo.
在希腊文是一个陷入。
It means to entrap or to trip up, to stumble.
就是说是一个陷入，是一个跌倒。
In other words, when John the Baptist discovers that he's not going to be able to participate in the kingdom that he preached about,
当施洗约翰发现他在这个神国这个里头，他好像没有份的时候，
and he receives the news that yes, indeed, the kingdom is here.
而他得到的答案是神国就是在这里了。
And the realization begins to set in that he's not going to be able to participate in it.
而这个事实就在他心里头，是的，你不会在这里头有份。
He has a critical decision to make.
他就有一个非常重要的决定要做。
Have you ever been angry with God?
你对神有带着愤怒过吗？
Many of us have.
我们许多人都曾经有过。
I have.
我有过。
Because God didn't do it the way I expected Him to do it.
因为神没有照着我想要的去做。
The thing that I expected to happen didn't happen.
我想要这么样的实现，可是并没有。
And it's at that moment that you realize that God is not going to do it your way, that you have a choice.
就在那个时候，你发现神没有要照你想要做的去做，你就有了一个选择。
You can get offended.
你会很生气。
Or you can take the grace of God and accept the change.
或者是你接受神的恩典，来接受神要在你身上的改变。
Anybody here ever been offended?
你在座的有被人误解了吗？
Anybody not want to admit it?
有些，你们不愿意承认吗？
I think at different times we have all had that experience of having been offended.
我知道我们常常被人家有侵犯的时候。
Someone says something to us.
有的人对我们说了一些话。
A remark.
一些评语。
Sometimes a racial slur.
有的时候是关于这个不太好的话。
Sometimes it is something that is mean.
有的时候是蛮凶的。
And we get offended inside.
我们就觉得被侵犯了。
Sometimes husbands and wives get offended with each other.
有的时候是夫妻彼此之间有冒犯的时候。
Problem is they have to live with each other.
可是问题是他们需要住在一块。
They have to live with the one who offended them.
他们要跟那个冒犯他的人住在一起。
But that's what grace is for. That's what forgiveness is for.
这就是恩典在那里，原谅在那里。
John the Baptist had a decision to make while he was in prison.
施洗约翰要做一个决定，他在监牢的时候需要做一个决定。
Whether he was going to be offended over God's plan for his life or not.
他要为了神的计划有所失望还是不是？
Everyone in ministry, particularly full-time ministry, I believe, goes through this process.
全职奉献的人，我相信他们都经过这一切。
Missionaries go through this process.
宣教士经过这一切。
When they discover that God is not going to do it the way they expected it to happen.
当他们发现神并没有要照他们的计划而行的时候。
And a person who is tripped up or offended over unfulfilled expectations is not able to rest.
当一个人为着不能实现的盼望而跌倒或者是犯罪的时候，是得不到安息的。
Let's go on to the third one.
让我们来到第三点。
Verse 11.
十一节。
I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
十一节，我实在告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个兴起来大过于施洗约翰的。然而天国里最小的比他还大。
How can this be?
怎么可能呢？
Well, we've already alluded to it.
我们已经有点讲到了。
That John the Baptist was not going to participate in the kingdom that he prepared the way for.
我们知道施洗约翰已经不是在天国里头，他要继续的下去的时候。
John the Baptist is the greatest of his kind.
施洗约翰在他那个世代是最大的。
But those who are least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
可是天国里最小的却比他大。
It's the Greek word meson.
这是一个希腊文 meson.
It means larger.
它代意思就是大过于。
Okay, so a person who is a resident or participating in the kingdom of God is larger in stature than before the kingdom of God.
当一个人他在天国里头有份的时候，是大过一个人他在天国里所有的地位。
The purpose that you have.
你对你的目的。
The destiny that God has for you.
神对你的旨意。
The authority that you carry as a believer in Jesus Christ.
当你在耶稣基督里所带着的权柄。
Has that's a stature in the kingdom.
那是在天国里头的一个地位。
You're not an insignificant person.
你不是一个不重要的人。
And as a believer in Jesus Christ, you are carrying the eternal resident Holy Spirit within you.
你是一个相信基督的儿女的时候，你是带着那个圣灵住在你的里头的一个人。
Do you realize that?
你看到吗？
Do you realize the deposit that God has put in you?
你看到神内住在你中间的那个情况吗？
You say, well, be careful, Brother Wendell. We don't want to get puffed up in pride.
那你说 Wendell 弟兄，我们不要这样子被激励起来。
I understand.
我知道。
If it was something that we did, we could get puffed up.
如果说是我们自己做的，我们就会自己夸口。
But because it's something that God did, we can't take credit for it.
如果是神做的，我们就实在不能夸口。
So there's no room for pride.
所以在这中间是没有骄傲的地步。
The third hindrance is that a person who fails to see their stature in the kingdom will end up striving instead of resting.
第三点就讲到一个人如果不能看到意识到自己在天国里头的地位的时候，他会不停止的追求而无法得到安息。
Striving means try harder, try harder, try harder.
就是不停止的不断的努力又努力。
But inside, you can rest because God has it under control.
可是在你的里头，你应该有安息，因为神掌管了一切。
And God has given you the resources that you need to do what He's called you to do.
神预备了你一切所需要的，当他呼召你的时候。
Let's look at the fourth one.
我们来到第四点。
Verse 12.
十二节。
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it.
从约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进去的，努力的人就得着了。
It's like yeast in a loaf of bread.
就像一个发酵的面团一样。
And when it says forceful men lay hold of it, that's the Greek word harpazo.
当他说到努力的人就得着了，是。
It means to seize.
就是在希腊文是代表的是夺取的意思。
What does this mean?
到底是什么意思？
The enemy is a squatter. Squatter means illegal resident.
Okay. 敌人就像一个不合法的居民一样。
In New York City, we have abandoned buildings.
在纽约市里头有一个被遗弃的房子。
And sometimes.People who have no money will take up residence in that abandoned building.
有的人没有钱的时候就会住在那里头。
It's not theirs.
不是他们的。
They didn't buy it.
他们没有买。
But they're staying there.
可是他们留在那里。
It's a little bit like the enemy in the earth.
就像敌人在这个世上一样。
It's not his.
不是他的。
It's God's.
是神的。
But because he thinks it's his.
因为可是他却以为是他的。
And doesn't realize that his power was spoiled at the cross of Calvary.
It was his power.
That that the enemy's power was broken at Calvary.
Okay, 因为他的能力就在哥哥他身上已经被破坏了。
He likes to convince people that he owns what he really doesn't own.
他想要说服人，好像他掌管了一切，其实他并没有。
And as we read through this verse, sometimes it's a little puzzling as to what it means.
当我们来到这段经文的时候，我们有时候不太明白到底是什么意思。
Since the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing.
他说到天国是努力进去的。
I think you notice that in the book of Ephesians, when it describes the armor of God.
在以弗所书讲到神的军装。
There's no armor for the backside.
那没有在后面是没有的。
It's because we only fight moving forward.
因为我们是向前进。
The kingdom is forcefully advancing.
天国是努力进去的。
And forceful men lay hold of it.
努力的人就得着了。
It means that there are times when you have to make advance in a forceful way, exercising the kingdom authority that you have and expel and remove the enemy from the territory that he wants to grab a hold of.
就是代表是说有在时候的有的时候你需要很努力的往前进，你才能够铲除敌人对你的攻击，然后才能够得到这个天国。
Have you ever talked to someone, shared the gospel with someone, and you just seemed like you couldn't convince them?
你有没有跟不信的人在讲到天国的事情的时候，好像福音传不进去
？No matter what you said, they always had an argument.
不管你是怎么说，他们总是跟你有一些疑问。
See, the 2 Corinthians 10 talks about the mind being like a castle.
第二，哥林多后书哥林多后书说到，脑筋就像一个城堡。
The mind having strongholds in it.
这我们的头脑就实在是很顽固。
What's a stronghold?
顽固是什么意思？
If I was to grab your wrist like this.
如果我抓了你的手腕的时候。
And you tried to pull away.
你想要挣扎。
And I wouldn't let you.
我不让你。
That's a stronghold.
那就是一个顽固，一个很固执。
The enemy puts strongholds in the mind.
敌人把这些很固执的思想放在我们的心，我们的脑筋里头。
That's why prayer is a necessary part of evangelism.
所以在福音中祷告是非常非常重要。
Because you're praying for people.To have their mind set free from the strongholds that the enemy has placed there.
因为你是祷告是为了这些朋友，让他们的心思意念能够从这个敌人的掌握中能够自由的释放出来。
And when you spend time praying and tearing down those strongholds in the unbeliever's mind, then they become receptive to being able to hear the truth of the gospel.
当你为了他们能够让他们的思想能够从这个敌人的掌握中能够释放出来的时候，他们才能够有这个机会能够得到神对他们要对他们说的话。
One of the ways that forceful men lay hold of the kingdom of God is in intercessory prayer.
一个方法，当这些努力的人他们这样子祷告的时候，这就是为了这些是为了这些不信的人来代祷的一个方法。
Sometimes we have a gospel meeting.
有的时候我们有福音的聚会。
We invite our friends.
我们邀请我们的朋友。
And the guest speaker shares the gospel message.
讲员讲到福音的好消息。
And a few people come to Christ.
有少数的人来到主的面前。
We say, oh, if only we had a better speaker, we could have had more people come to Christ.
有人就说，如果我们今天的讲员能够再好一点的话，我们可能会有更多的人能够来到主的面前。
That might be true.
可能是真的。
But it doesn't take into consideration the intercession and the prayer that is necessary.To deal with the strongholds in people's minds so that they can receive the gospel.
可是他却忽略了这个代求，而让这些人能够把他的心思能够打开来，挣脱敌人的掌握，能够接受主。
And the next time that you have a gospel meeting coming up,
如果下一次你们有传福音的聚会
，don't put all of the responsibility on the speaker.
不要把所有的寄望都放在讲员身上。
You take responsibility to intercede for every single person who's coming who doesn't know Christ.
你应该把每一个不信的人带到主的面前为他们代求。
When you do your job,
你要做你该做的。
And the speaker does his job,
讲员做他该做的。
And the Holy Spirit does his job,
圣灵做他要做的。
Then we'll see people coming to Christ.
我们就会看到人就会来到主耶稣的面前。
You see, forceful men lay hold of it.
努力的人他们就得着了。
It's not passive.
不是安逸的人。
It's aggressive.
而是非常非常努力的。
And it's our responsibility to pray for the lost.
是我们的责任为那些 失落的人来祷告。
You see, the concept is very ironic.
这个想法是非常挑战性的。
Rest is accomplished through warfare.
安息是因为征战的所得着的。
Think about that.
想想看。
Usually we think of rest as, well, let me get away from work and I'll go on vacation so I can rest.
我们有时候想说，哦，安息就是说我们离开工作，我们去度假，这就是我们的安息。
But the biblical concept of rest is entered into through warfare.
可是，在圣经中的安息是让我们进入到一个征战里头。
In the Old Testament, when Israel was up, to enter the Promised Land,
在旧约里头，当以色列人要进入应许之地的时候。
Did they just walk in and say, "Oh, thank you very much for these homes"?
他们就是这样走进去，啊，谢谢这么好的家。
We thank you for this land.
我们感谢你为这个地图感谢你。
No.
不是的。
Battle by battle by battle.
征战，征战又征战。
They entered in, and once the battle was finished, then they could rest in their homes.
只等到征战结束，他们才能够在他们的家能够安息下来。
And the reason that many believers do not rest and are unable to rest is because they do not warfare.
许多信徒不能没有安息，是因为他们不愿意征战。
They do not wrestle with powers and principalities and deal with them in the spirit realm.
当他们不愿意为了神的原则、神的根本来征战。
So they can enter in, settle down in promised land, and rest.
他们然后才能够进入到应许之地而得有安息。
We have this problem, we have that problem, we have another problem.
我们有这个问题，我们有那个问题。
You know, pastors have to practice what they preach.
你知道，传道人是需要有训练的。
And last year, the Lord was bringing this message to my attention.
去年的时候，主让这个信息。带给我。
And last December,
去年的十二月
I received a phone call from my daughter.
我女儿打电话给我。
She says, "Dad, there's water coming through the microwave."
她说，爸爸，那个微波炉那后面有水进来。
She knew not to touch the microwave.
她知道不要碰那个微波炉。
I said I will be home as soon as possible.
我告诉他我会很快的到家。
It was Friday.
是这个星期五。
I shared with the leaders of the fellowship I was not going to be there, most likely not going to be there that evening.
我跟教会的长老说我可能不会今天不会与他们在一起。
That I had an emergency at home.
我在家里出了一些状况。
So I got home.
我回到家里。
And the water in our apartment is running down the walls.
水就在我们的家里头从天墙上都是。
It's coming down the wall of the coat closet.
是从衣柜里头出来的。
It's coming through the microwave in the kitchen.
又经过了微波炉。
The wall around the electrical panel is soaked with water.
那个整个那个电线的那个开关都在水里头。
The bathroom has bubbles in the ceiling with water.
厕所里的那个天花板都起了水泡。
Our other daughter's bedroom had water coming down the wall.
我另外一个女儿的房间也有水从天花板下来。
Our bedroom had water coming down the corner.
我们的房间水是从角落下来的。
Every room in the apartment except one was affected.
每一个房间在我们的那个公寓里头，除了一个房间以外，没有水。
So we called the super.
我们就打电话给管理员。
And he came over.
他来。
And they went upstairs, the apartment above us.
他到我们楼上的那个公寓。
And unfortunately, the wife of the couple who live above us passed away.
很不幸的，在就是住在我们楼上那个公寓的那个太太已经过世。
She died in the shower with the water running.
她就是在洗澡的时候，水还在开的时候，她过去了。
And what we didn't realize is that the water had been running for about 3.5 hours.
我们就是因为这样不知道，这个水其实已经流了三个半钟头。
They got the water shut off.
他们把水关了。
The medical examiner had to come later that evening.
那个医护人员到了下午，到了傍晚来。
Our neighbor upstairs had 2 inches of water on the floor of his apartment.
我楼上的公寓，他的水积了两英寸。
But they couldn't remove it until the medical examiner could come.
可是他们什么都不能做，因为他们要等医护人员的来到。
After the medical examiner came, then the co-op removed the water off from the floor of the apartment above us.
医护人员来过以后，那个管理的大楼管理就把水处理干净。
We were able to keep most of the water off from the floor of our apartment.
我们的公寓很许多水许多水就这样平。
But when the water stopped running.Every room except one had been affected.
可是当水停的时候，我的公寓除了一个房间，每一个房间都受到影响。
The first thing that you think about with water is the possibility of mold.
当你看到这个水淹过的地方，你第一个想到就是会不会发霉。
We called the insurance company the next day.
我们找了保险公司。
They said you have 3 to 5 days.To deal with the moisture before mold will grow.
你有三到五天的时间让这些湿气除去，然后我们才能看看有没有发霉。
So within a couple days, the insurance company brought in a restoration company.
所以这个保险公司就带了一批这些要来重整的一个工人。
The restoration company brought in dehumidifiers and fans.
重整的工人就带来了就除湿器和工人。
And over a period of 10 days, ultimately dried out the apartment.
差不多花了十天的时间，我们的公寓才完完全的干净。
Our friends had a 3-bedroom apartment that their son was staying in.
我的朋友有一个三个房间的公寓，他的儿子留在里头。
And he took the smallest bedroom, and our family moved into the other 2 bedrooms 5 blocks away.
他的儿子就睡在最小的房间，我们整个家人就移到那个两个房间的公寓里头，那就是在五个街口以外。
And I'm supposed to rest during this time.
我应该要有安息。
If you've never been through it, I pray that you never have to go through it.
如果你从来没有经历这些，我真的为你祷告，你不要经历这些。
My wife says, "I want to move."
我的妻子告诉我，我要搬家。
Spent hours on the phone.
在电话里花了好多时间。
But we realize that if you take care of the moisture, you take care of the mold.
我们知道我们。能够来处理掉那个湿气，我们也可以处理那个霉菌。
Just before Christmas, the contractor came and looked at our apartment.
圣诞节以前，那个装修的人来看。
Gave us an estimate.
给我们估了价。
Said, "I have some other customers first, but I'll get to you."
他说我还有别的客人，可是我会轮到你们的时候会告诉你。
Began work in late January.
开始就在一月底的时候开始工作。
Finished in February.
二月的时候完成了。
And President's Week in February, we moved back in.
在国父节的时候，我们搬进去了。总统节。
I'm sharing that story with you to simply say it was one of the most difficult trials we have ever been through.
我与大家分享这件事情，是因为这是我们所经历的是一个非常艰难的一个试炼。
I had already shared the message with the English Fellowship at Elmhurst.
我与英文组的弟兄姐妹在我的教会有分享过。
I had already studied the passage.
我也研读了这个圣经。
I knew the message in my mind.
我知道神的话。
But when you hit the test,
可是当你来到当试炼来的时候，
you have to practice what you preach.
你要做出你所传讲的。
And to be mindful of the message and be say, Lord, help me to rest.
当然心里知道，可是也是呼求主让我有安息。
In the middle of the trial,
在这个试炼中。
Is one of the most difficult things I've ever done.
我做了，我真的是对我来说实在是一件非常艰难的事情。
But God is bringing this subject to our attention for a reason.
可是神把这件事情来带到我们的面前是有一个原因的。
And I believe we'll explain a little more of that at the end of the message.
我们待会儿会再提到。
Let's go to verses 16 and 17.
我们来到十六节、十七节。
Sister, what can I compare this generation? They are like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling out to others, We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn.
十六节，我可用什么比这世代呢？就好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
I believe that this is about the subject of control.
我相信这是代表了一个控制。
Trying to direct everybody else's life.
想要指引每个人别人的生命。
I believe that we're responsible for primarily directing our life.
我相信我们对我们自己的生命应该负责。
And the lives of those that God has given us into our care.
也包括那些神交在我们手里头的人。
But you can't control the whole world.
可是你不能掌管整个世界。
You see, the fifth hindrance to entering his rest is people who want to control the lives of others cannot rest.
所以到了第五个拦阻的时候，就是说人如果想要掌管别人生命的时候，你不能得到安息。
Oh, you should do this, you should do this. By the way, move your car, please. That's my parking spot. Can you move your car?
你就说你应该坐这，你应该坐那。哎，你把你的车移开，那是我的位置。
When our apartment was being renovated, we were waiting for a delivery.
当我的公寓正在被装修的时候，我们在等那个送货的东西。
And so.We knew the material was coming.
我们知道那个货物要来了。
And we got the phone call that the person was one block away.
我们接到电话，送货员已经在一条街以外。
So we went out to the street.
我们到街上。
And there was a parking spot right where we needed.
那就看到一个停车位，就是我们想要的那个停车位。
So we stood right in the parking spot.
我们就站在那个停车位上面。
And in New York City, that's a little dangerous.
在纽约市里头，那是蛮危险的。
And a guy came by, and he wanted that spot. We said, "No, our friend is coming. He'll be here just any moment."
有一个人开过去，他想要停在那。我跟他们说，不是，我的朋友要来了，这是我的地方。
He was driving around, couldn't find a spot.
那个人就开了好几次的地方，总是找不到他的停车位。
And so he came around again.
他又来到我的前面。
And he said, "I want that parking spot."
他说我要停在这里。
I said, "Our van is two cars behind you."
我就跟他说，我们的那个货车就是两个车后面的那个货车。
And he's coming into the spot.
他就是要来到这个停到这个停
车位。And he yelled at us and he cursed at us.
他对我们又吼又叫。
And it was a little risky.
有点危险。
And finally, he took off.
最后他还是离开了。
And the van that we needed pulled in, took the spot.
那个货车来了就停下来。
But sometimes, like that driver who got so angry, we try to control other people.
就像那个离开的人，就像那个货车，我们有的时候就是想要控制别的人。
And I think we need to be involved in politics. We need to vote. We need to write letters to senators.
我相信我们是应该要在政治上有份，我们需要去选举，我们需要写信给市议员。
But these two verses are talking about putting expectations on other people that they don't live up to.
可是这两节经文是我们把我们所要的期望放在别人的身上，而他们却达不到我们的期望。
And these other people are not living up to your expectations.
而其他的人没有办法像你所想要他们活的样子。
Just let go.
就放手啊。
Let go.
放手。
Don't try to control the whole world.
不要想要掌管所有一切，
Because you will not rest.
因为你没有办法得到安息。
The next one, verses 18 and 19.
十八节、十九节。
Says for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by her actions.
十八节，约翰来了，也不吃也不喝。人就说他是被鬼附的，人子来了也吃也喝，人又说他是贪食好酒的人，是税吏和罪人的朋友，但智慧之子总以智慧为事。
People who are critical and judgmental are unable to rest.
喜欢批评、喜欢论断人的人是不能得到安息的。
See, rest is connected to the sovereignty of God.
你知道安息是跟神的权柄有连结性的。
Rest is connected to believing that what God says is true and will come to pass.
安息是因为相信神所说的一切话，所以一定会成就。
And so when we put ourselves in the judgment seat and begin judging others with insufficient information,
当我们没有完全的资料的时候而来论断别人的时候，
we become the judge.
我们就成了那个批评的人。
God never created us to be the judge.
神从来没有把我们放在一个论断人的地位上。
He's the judge.
他是可以来评论我们的。
And when someone criticizes you, don't get all upset.
当人对你有批评的时候，不要有所不满意。
I know that's easier said than done.
我知道这是很容易说的。
But take that criticism back to the Lord.
可是把那个评论来带到神面前。
And say, Lord, what do you say about this criticism?
问向神询问，神你怎么说？
Is there any truth in it?
有真实性吗？
And sometimes you'll find there's maybe 10% truth in what was said.
你往往有时候会发现，其实有10%你会发现是真的。
And God is after that truth.
神就是为了那个10%的真实性来向要对付你。
Let God be the judge.
让神来评论。
Someone comes and just rips you to pieces and just criticizes everything that you've been doing.
当人来论断你，把你撕碎你的时候，
Don't take it all to heart.
不要存在心里。
In fact, you need to protect your heart.
事实上，你应该要保守你的心。
That's what the breastplate of righteousness is for.
那就是胸前的那个牌来保护你的。
And when you let him be the judge, he will tell you how much of what is said is true.
当你把带到神的面前，神就会告诉你到底这说的有多少是真的。
That's what you pay attention to.
那就是你该放你的注意力的地方。
But people who are critical and judgmental are unable to rest.
所以你常常批评和论断人，你是没有办法得到安息。
And lastly, woe to you, Chorazin, verse 21.
Woe to you, Bethsaida. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes.
21节 哥拉逊啊, 你有祸了, 伯赛大雅, 你有祸了, 因为在你们中间所行的异能, 能行在推罗西顿, 他们早已被披麻蒙灰悔改了。
Jesus had done many miracles, but part of the question that this is addressing is, what does the viewer, what does the recipient do with that miracle?
主耶稣行了很多神迹奇事, 可是在得到那些神迹奇事, 我们是怎么来看, 我们要怎么有样什么的态度来看这些神迹奇事呢?
Is it used as entertainment?
是来娱乐人吗?
Or is it used as a opportunity for faith and for preaching the gospel?
还是让我们能够激起我们的信心来传讲神的福音?
A lot of the people who saw miracles that Jesus did just looked at it as entertainment.
很多人来看主耶稣所行的神迹奇事就是一个娱乐性的性质而已。
Oh, Jesus, do another one, do another miracle.
哎,主啊,再做一个,再做一个。
Entertain us.
来娱乐我们。
But that's not what it was for.
可是这并不是那个目的。
It was to remove unbelief and make way for the presentation of the gospel.
是为了要除去那个不幸而为福音来预备道路。
So the question is, when you see a miracle, when you see God do a miracle, what will you do with it?
所以问题是, 当你看到神行了奇迹, 你该有什么样的态度?
Last year, there were six of us who were eating lunch together after Sunday service.
去年在主日晚,我们有六个人在一起享用午餐。
And in our conversation, we got on the subject of miracles.
在我们谈话中,我们就讲到神迹。
And I mentioned that the last miracle I had seen was about 4 years earlier, where God healed a person that had one leg shorter than the other.
我谈到说四年前我看到神行了一个奇迹，这个人他左右脚不有不同的长短。
And then one brother said, "Well, I have one leg shorter than the other."
有一个弟在我们中间有个弟兄就说我是长。 左右脚是不同的长短度。
And suddenly the room got very quiet.
突然整个房间就安静下来。
And another brother says, "Well, what prohibits us from praying?"
到底是什么拦阻了我们祷告呢?
And I paused for a moment and I said, "Nothing."
我停顿了一下说没有什么能够拦阻我们祷告。
So we wanted to see if it was true. He hadn't told anyone except his wife.
当然我们想要知道这是不是真的,他只告诉过他的太太。
So we put him in a chair.
我们就把他放, 让他坐着。
Put his feet up on another chair.
把他的脚放在另外一个椅子上。
We took a hymn book and put it up against the bottom of his shoes.
我们就拿个诗歌本放在他的脚下面。
One of the six is a physical therapist.
有一个中间有一个人,我们六个中间有一个人是一个专门复健师。
And he did his test to make sure that the hips were straight.
他确定他做的那个臀部是正的。
So that we were not being misled in any way.
所以我们就不会说好像被误导了。
And definitely there was 5/8 of an inch difference between the length of his legs.
所以两只脚差不多有五分之八不太一样。
So we prayed.
我们祷告,
nothing happened.
什么都没发生.
So I shared with them that there was one place in the New Testament where Jesus prayed a second time.
所以我就分享说在新约中有一次主耶稣祷告了两次。
So we prayed a second time.
所以我们又祷告了。
Only this time, everyone, all of us prayed.
这一次我们每一个人都开口祷告。
And suddenly we heard this plastic sounding noise.
突然我们就好像听到一个噪音。
And we said, "What was that?"
我们就说什么声音啊？
And it was the noise of his shoe being pulled across the plastic on the chair.
就是他的鞋子好像就往后面这样拉了跨过那个塑胶板的那种声音。
And in that moment, God sovereignly healed this young man.
在那个时候，神的主权医治了这个年轻人。
And the physical therapist took a look at his shoes again.
那个复健师又看看他的鞋。
And he said, I see a difference.
我看到不一样了。
So we went to the other end, we held the hymn book up against his shoes again, and this time there's only 1/8 of an inch difference.
所以我们就拿了 又把那个诗歌本拿起来又去量量他的脚，这一次大概有八分之一不一样。
The physical therapist did his tests again to make sure that he hadn't, you know, angled his hips in any way.
这个复健师再一次的确定他坐的地方是坐的正正的地方。
Sure enough, God sovereignly did a miracle.
确实的，神的主权医治了他。
What we didn't know is that he had been to the specialist for this problem a week earlier for the very first time.
我们在那个时候是不知道，其实在一个星期以前，他已经到医生那边有检查过。
The following week after God healed him, he had a follow-up appointment.
在神医治他的以后的。再过了一个星期，他又要去复检。
The specialist had ordered physical therapy medication, which he had not begun yet.
但那个医生替他了预备了药，替他预备了要复健的人。
So he went back for his follow-up appointment and said, "Doctor, I have good news to share with you. God healed me."
当他回去的时候，他对那个医生说：“我有个好消息告诉你，神医治了我。”
So he says, "Okay, let's take a look at your legs."
那个医生说，好啊，我们来看看你的脚。
So he, the specialist measured his legs.
那个医生就把他的量他的脚。
The specialist says, "Well, the right leg is just a little bit longer than the left leg."
那个医生说，well, 你的那个右脚还是有一点跟左脚比起来还是长了一点点。
And he said, "But doctor." That was the shorter leg.
可是他说，医生啊，那个右脚原来是比较短的那一只。
See, he had it documented in his notes.
他因为他在他的笔记本上他写了。
The question is what will we do with that?
问题是我们要怎么来有什么样的态度来看这件事？
People who look at miracles like it's entertainment cannot rest.
如果你对神迹像一个娱乐节目的话，你是没有办法得到安息。
But when God does a sovereign miracle, and people receive that in a way that it enlarges their faith and gives them an opportunity to preach the gospel.
可是当我们看到这些神迹的时候，让我们能够更坚定我们的信心，来为他的福音来传讲的时候
，Those are the ones who will enter into rest.
这些人就能够真正的进入那个安息。
Why is God bringing this to our attention?
为什么神要把这个带到来
？What are the last days going to be like?
到了末日的时候，到底是会像什么样子呢
？What's the analogy that God uses for the last days?
到底神在末世的时候是怎么样的分析给我们听呢
？Something that every culture is familiar with.
每一个文化都知道。
The birth of a baby,
就像一个婴儿的诞生。
Birth pains,
生产的痛苦。
And before the baby is born, the frequency and the intensity of those birth pains increase rapidly before that baby is born.
在孩子出生以前，那个阵痛的频率是越来越厉害，只等到那个婴儿诞生。
That's what the last days will be like.
这就是末日。所会带给我们的
Where the frequency and the intensity of the birth pangs in this earth will increase until there's a new heaven and a new earth.
这个地球地这个地上这些阵痛这些痛苦会越来越频繁，只等到新天新地的来临。
But what will we do during the birth pangs?
那我们在这个阵痛的中间，我们该做什么
？For the married couples, remember the birth of your first child.
对，有结婚的人，你记不记得你第一个孩子诞生的时候
？The husbands, do you remember?
做丈夫的，你记得吗
？Remember how nervous you were?
记不记得你有多么的不安
？With the birth of our first child, the process was much taking place much more rapidly than we expected.
我们自己的经验，第一个孩子诞生的时候是。
And it turns out we had to take an ambulance to the hospital.
我们那个时候需要坐救护车到医院去。
And inside, I'm praying so hard.
我的心里那个时候是迫切的祷告。
And about halfway to the hospital, just the Holy Spirit just said, "It's okay. You can stop praying now."
在半途上的时候，圣灵对我说，你可以停下来了，你可以停下来。
I thought it was this huge thing.
我觉得是好大的一件事情哦。
And to me, it was.
对我来说，是真的是这么大的事。
But when we got to the hospital,
可是当我们来到医院的时候
，delivering a baby was one of ten for that day.
这我的孩子是十个诞生小孩中间的一个。
And the next day was going to be another ten.
第二天又有十个孩子。
And the next day was going to be another ten or twelve.
第三天又有十个或十二个孩子要诞生。
To the doctor, it's not a big deal.
对医生来说是大不了的。
But if you're going through it for the first time, it is a big deal.
可是对你第一次的经历来说，这真的是一个大的不得了的事。
And the reason that God is taking some of us.Through very difficult circumstances, is so that we can learn how to rest in the middle of the trial.
所以神带我们经过这些阵痛的时候，他就是要让最终就是让我们能够在阵痛中能够进入安息。
So that as we enter in closer to the end times and the birth pangs become more intense,
当我们更对末日更接近的时候，当这个阵痛更频繁的时候。
You will be at rest.
你会在安息中。
Oh, I've been through this before.
哦，我经过了。
God has it under control.
神掌握了一切。
God will keep His word.
神，他的话是不落空。
We will like the result when He is finished.
当他成就一切事的时候，我们会对那个结果欢喜快乐。
Does that make sense?
对你们来说懂吗?
I trust that you will take it home and meditate on it.
我盼望你能够回去再默想这些事情。
It's not going to sink in just 1 hour.
这一个钟头来说实在是没有办法能够深思的。
And when you go through your next trial,
当你经历下一次的试炼的时候,
reach into your Bible and pull it back out.
把这一段再拿出来看看。
And ask yourself,Am I resting?
问你自己，你有安息吗？
Do I know where I'm going?
你知道你要往哪里去吗？
Do I trust God with His decisions for my life?
我信靠神在我身上的一切的决定吗？
If I stop trying to control the world around me,
如果我能够停止对我周遭的环境做出一切的控制的时候，
You can do this.
你可以做得到。
We can do this.
我们可以做得到。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you.
父神，我们感谢你。
Because it's out of your mercy that you allow us to go through these kinds of things before the worst hits.
因为是你的恩典，让我们能够经历这些。当最危难的时候来临前，我们需要经历这些。
And Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being counted worthy to be entrusted with your kingdom.
主啊，我们感谢你，你愿意把你的国度交予我们。
And Lord, when the wind and waves of the last days are increasing in intensity,
在这个末日的时候，虽然风暴渐渐的增多
，and the world is going frantic.
这个世界颠倒。
They will be able to see a church.That is at peace and at rest.
他们会看到教会有平安，有安息。
Just like Jesus was sleeping in the boat.
就像主在那个船上睡安睡一样。
And they will ask, "What do you have that I don't have?"
他们就会问，你有什么我没有。
And the answer will be Christ.
那个答案就是耶稣基督。
So Father, we ask that.We would be free to take of your grace.
所以父神，我们感谢你，我们愿意支取你的恩典。
That we would honor you and praise you.
我们尊崇你，我们赞美你。
Lord, that you would allow us to be able to enter into your rest by faith.
因着信我们能够进入你的安息
knowing that you really do have it under control
知道你掌管一切
we don't have to ask teacher don't you care
我们不需要去寻求我们不需要去教
we simply need to believe that you have the destination under control
我们仅仅要相信你对我们的终结是有完全的完全的掌握
we commit our lives afresh to you today
我们愿意再一次的把我们新鲜的献上
we're yours Lord
我们是你的
use us for your purposes in your kingdom
为了你国度为了你的计划使用我们
we thank you in Jesus name
我们感谢是奉耶稣基督的名
Thank you.